trying to mandate electric cars, and it's all part of Agenda 2030, but it's a bigger part of what they're trying to do to the cities, which they're calling 15-minute cities. And I talked about this a couple weeks ago, and Alex Jones even took the clip and put it on InfoWars, and 15-minute city is the idea that you're never going to need to go more than 15 minutes away from where you live, and everything you need to live and work and survive is going to be accessible by foot or public transit, because we love you so much. In reality, they're setting it up so you'll have no more private car ownership. You'll have no more ownership of any type of vehicle that can get you anywhere. And they're going to design your life so 99% of your time is spent within 15 minutes of where you live, because you're not going to be able to have the means, or you're not going to be able to afford to go past that. That is why they're already starting to disrupt air travel. Air travel in the future, if you look at their Agenda 2030, is going to be scaled back greatly, and eventually it's going to be outlawed for people like us, the peasants, altogether. They don't want you to have a car. They don't want you to be able to get on an airplane. They want you living in a giant complex where you're going to work, where you're going to live, where you're going to shop, where you're going to do your hair, get your clothes, where you're going to eat, and you're basically going to live in this giant prison for your entire life. And they're going to make sure that you don't have the money or the means to go more than 15 minutes away from where you live, but you're not going to need to, because everything you need to survive is going to be there. And you're not going to have the means to do anything but beyond survive anyway, because that's what they're setting up, a world where you're going to own nothing and be happy.
Well, you know, Chris, I'm glad you brought 15-minute cities up, because that's what we're covering next week.